Coming up next week, the Comedy Get Down Tour will take over the United Center. The stand-up showcase features some of the biggest names working today, Cedric the Entertainer, George Lopez, and my next guest, Eddie Griffin. Griffin has been doing stand-up for years. He's been a star of his own movies and his sitcom, Malcolm and Eddie, one of my faves. Eddie Griffin is on the line with us now. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Griffin.
What's going on, Mr. Kaufman?
Let's talk about this tour. How do you get all this talent together for one show?
Only Richard Pryor could pull that off. Last year, we did a benefit show in Richard's hometown of Peoria, Illinois. And it was to raise money for the 10-foot-tall brass statue that is there now in honor of Richard. So at the end of the show, we all hung out, you know, cracking jokes, you know, having a few drinks. And Mr. Lopez said, y'all want to take the show on tour? Everybody agreed, and we've been on tour for the last year now.
Now, let me ask you, like a show like this, I mean, it's different than, you know, like in your life and in the past, you've done shows where it's every other night and you've toured the country in different stand-up clubs. This is a different kind of tour where you play in huge arenas, but you space it out a little bit differently. How does touring change with age?
Not at all. You're just a little wiser. And, you know, you don't partake in the stupidity, you know, between the show.
Why, you know, it's interesting about this group because it's a mega group. I mean, you're a headliner at this point. A lot of the other people are headliners. I mean, they put this stuff together.
Every last one of us on the show.
Yeah, right. Everyone.
Like myself, Charlie Murphy, George Lopez, D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer. We've all been in the game 20-plus years.
Right. So I mean, as a group thing, and it's great to go together. I mean, and that's a fun thing to go out on tour together. But, I mean, at a certain point, does it become tougher because you're dealing with so many different schedules? I mean, obviously, you guys are huge names in showbiz. To be able to put together a continuous tour?
Not at all. No, we've already booked this entire year. It's already booked up. You know, in September, we take it overseas. You know, it's a world tour. We're going to Africa. We're going to Dubai and London, Germany, you know.
How do you find time to balance the other parts of your career, the idea of writing or getting back into television and movies when you guys are constantly on tour together?
That's why you have those people called agents. They beautiful at getting on the phone with each other and putting it all together. Well, we don't have to worry about that. All we have to worry about is showing up, grabbing mic, and entertaining.
For you, I mean, how much of this tour is new material as opposed to some of the stuff you've put out before?
100%.
It's great because, you know, some of the, like, the last tour you had, I mean, you'll touch everything, race, religion, politics. How important is it for you and your set to be able to take on some of the topics that might be a little bit touchy or sensitive for an audience?
I don't want to touch it unless it is touchy and sensitive. You know what I mean? I think the problem with the world right now, which is why it looks like it's trying to flush itself down the toilet, everybody's taking themselves too serious. I mean, if you think about it, if you live to be 200 years, there's a blink of an eye in the real time table of how long Earth itself has been around and man has been around. So enjoy it. Instead of worrying about, you know, who's Donald Trump. Let it all go. Laugh at it. Keep it moving.
To do this, I mean, obviously stand-up is writing, creating new material. For you, you've written your own specials. You've written movies. You wrote episodes of Malcolm and Eddie. Do you see yourself moving back into that realm to put, you know, put more on the big screen, more on television?
Most definitely, yeah. Yeah, I have a new show in the works. We actually take the pilot next week.
How is it? I mean, for you, I mean, you've done so much in this business. You've accomplished so much. How do you feel like in Hollywood right now from a standpoint of getting work done or being able to get projects off the ground? Has it become easier as you get more successful and famous?
I think it's over time, and, you know, it's more about relationships, you know what I mean? 9 times out of 10, it's not what you know, it's who you know. You know what I mean? If you've been in a game like I have for 30 years, you know, but pretty much everybody knows you, you know everybody. So it's just coming up with the right product. You know what I mean? That fits your brand rather than sticking your brand into somebody else's product, and it really doesn't work out.
I mean, for you as a stand-up comic, now you're talking about brands. I mean, you've gone from artist to businessman in the sense that you have become your own brand and you've developed your own style. When you look back at starting in this game, I mean, is it kind of fun to think back that now you're thinking about your brand?
Yeah, I was quite a stupid young man. Yeah, you know what I mean. I didn't have an idea what the hell a brand was. You know, brand was Coca-Cola.
Right.
And then the other brand was 7-Up. You know, so I didn't have a clue, man. I was just having fun, you know what I mean? And just exercising, as you said, my artistic, you know, abilities. You know, but then, you know, the next thing you know, you have children. You send them off to college, so on and so forth. So, you know, you have to really just look at it for what it is, a business, That's why it's called show business. There's only four letters in the word show. And there's a lot more in the word business. So you better have your business together, otherwise you have no business doing the show.
You know, what can we expect from the Comedy Get Down at the United Center on the 23rd?
Man, y'all can expect to laugh until it hurts. I'm talking about your ribs are going to get a workout. You know, when you leave, all five of us, literally, you're holding your ribs walking to the car, and you're still saying, I can't believe he said that.
Stand-up comedian Eddie Griffin, he's going to be at the United Center on the 23rd with the Comedy Get Down Tour. Eddie, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight.
No problem, man. See y'all at the show.